Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Blake Show. Today we have a really quite remarkable gentleman who will be joining us in a few minutes. When I first met Don Wooldridge, it was to interview him on the publication of a trilogy that he had written about a little Midwest town, and we had a wonderful time, and I had absolutely no idea of the depth of this man and what I would learn later. Since then, Don and I have gotten to know each other a bit, and I've learned that he actually suffers from a condition I had no idea existed. I am I'm a certified family therapist, and I was quite familiar with the bipolar condition, but I had no idea there was something that was called bipolar 2. Now, this is quite fascinating because it seems it's quite different, and many times it's very hard to diagnose and to work with because you don't have the wild manias that you have with the bipolar condition that we all recognize and understand. But here we are, I'm waiting for him to call in because somehow or other we got started a little bit earlier than I expected. He's due to come on at 1:25, so that's about 6 minutes or so now. So in my work as a spiritual healer, I actually had never encountered something that I now understand is bipolar 2. And until I read his book, which is called Fear is My Co-Pilot, I just would not have even known there was a difference. But this is a fascinating story of his own life, and the difficulty that he had in actually even discovering what he had. You know, many times you start wondering if you have something that you don't even know you've got. It can be, you can wonder what's going on and why these things are happening. And it's just an amazing experience. I personally, while I was denying my healing abilities, I often felt that I was maybe mentally unstable or a little bit crazy, or why are these things happening to me? And I realized that a lot of people, and especially by reading this book, I understand that Don went through similar things, but for very different reasons. I can say honestly that this man is a man of courage, intelligence, and creativity, and resilience. And it's remarkable that he never got in trouble with the law. He never was arrested even for a DUI, and he somehow managed to get through this with amazing grace, and wound up with a happy marriage and a successful career. And what more can you want, except for your guest to show up? And I hope this is something that you will that you will check into, because it's available on Amazon, and it's the title is Fear is My Co-Pilot. It's a memoir, and the subtitle is My Bipolar 2, Journey from Survival to Thriving. And the author is Don Wooldridge, who is currently living in Mesa, Arizona. And just any moment now, he will be calling in. So if you are having sudden mood swings, if you know anyone who is having sudden mood swings, if you're wondering why certain things are happening to you or someone you do know, this is a show that I hope you enjoy and will get a lot out of. To say a little bit about myself, I am a lifetime spiritual healer. I've worked with many, many people throughout the years. One of the things I do is take people into other lifetimes, and I also work with spiritual healing and spiritual counseling, and I've also done something called, I call rescue missions, in which I help earthbound spirits to leave this plane where they've got to be miserable and go on to the place where they belong. I'm currently working on a revision, a second edition of my book, Journals of a Healer, which is going to come out fairly soon in two volumes. It's called Healing Karma, and karma is not a life sentence. And I'm looking forward to telling you all about that. If you are interested in receiving information about it, please let me know at peakvitality@gmail.com. That's peakvitality@gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you and also hearing from Don, who should be calling in any minute now. These shows appear every normally appear on Monday at 1:30, and today we accidentally got connected really 15 minutes early, in which I have been boring you. I'm sorry for the last 15 minutes, but you will, if you hang on with me, You will be glad you showed up. So just waiting now for Don to call in. He is definitely expected any minute. I hope you did listen to my show last week, in which I was working with Dr. Erica Good. Oh my goodness, I've only known her for 25 years, and I'm blanking out on her name. But she was an absolutely marvelous guest. She is currently hosting a summit on sexual freedom, sexual reawakening, Dr. Erica Goodstone. And next week we will be interviewing Orrin Hudson, who has worked miracles down in Stone Mountain, Georgia, teaching young kids chess and teaching them self-mastery and lessons in life at the same time. So this is what we are involved with. I am thoroughly convinced that every one of us, each and every one of us, comes into this world with gifts and talents, and it takes most of a lifetime to get used to them. So, and here is Don. One moment. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. And I've just have been boring the audience because somehow or other we accidentally went on the air early, and I've been telling them a little bit about your book. But I think it's kind of important that we tell everybody how this all began. I mean, when was it that you first realized or recognized the fact that your mood swings were a little bit more than that?
Well, that happened back in 1973. I certainly did not want to write a book or reveal my illness for many, many years. And so now that I'm in the winter of my life, I don't feel as if employment or anything like that can have a negative effect on my story. So I decided
it was safe
to start.
This is absolutely crazy. I'm just so confused because now I've got a notice to start the show at the regular time. So here I am. Let me just look and see if I can do this and make sense of it. It's
okay.
Absolutely crazy. Okay, one second. No. This should be okay. Okay, studio. Huh. There we go. We're still with this one. I think I better end this one and go on to the other one. Just hang on. Don't go away. This is going to be confusing, I think. Oh, well. Okay, here we go.